Well, there's a good start to looking at the C language. In summary, program source resides in one or more files, and most of the examples we'll see will just have a single file. Inside of each of those files, you have the code that you want to write, but you can also include the text that is in other files. And you, in particular, will want to do that for using the standard library. Each source file can contain one or more functions, and each function is made up of statements. And we've talked a little bit about I/O as well. There's three predefined I/O streams, standard input, standard output, standard error. And that's where everything goes, that is, you'll read from the keyboard or write to the console, unless you do something differently, which we'll see in later sections.